بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. سورة السجدة is chapter 32. We are moving to verse 7. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذي أحسن كل شيء خلقه وبدأ خلق الإنسان من طين الذي the one who made well the one who made well الذي أحسن The one who made well, كل شيء, whatever he created, خلقه, وبدأ خلق الإنسان من طين, and started the creation of man from clay. الذي أحسن كل شيء خلقه, who made well whatever he created, and started the creation of man, وبدأ خلق الإنسان من طين. That Allah Azawajal had started the creation of man from clay. So when you see these verses, Allah Azawajal is telling us that look around you, see the beautiful creation of Allah, everything created, even that which you do not consider, you consider to be beastly, you consider to be poisonous, you consider to be harmful, yet this has so many benefits. And we said to you, the research of insects. What role do insects fulfill? We tend to think, no, just take them out. Yes, in your home you don't want them there, but the benefits they have. Take a cat. A rat is roaming around. If you have a cat, there won't be any rats in your home. Because the cat is always checking for it and he will do the job. So each creation has a purpose. Allah Azawajal did not create anything just in vain. It serves some sort of purpose. And I said to you, insects, we say, what's the need for it? But the role of insects plays... It pollinates plants and flowers. It decomposes waste. It plays a role in decomposition of waste. It brings organic matter to the earth. So it acts as scavengers. So all of this here, it plays a major role. So we may not understand it. But Allah Azawajal is Al-Hakim. He's the All-Wise and He understands it. So then we said to you, a snake, poisonous. And then you saw, you did your research and you've seen that Indian man when he was sleeping and the snake had bitten him. He woke up frantic. And started to beat the snake. And then there, he goes and bites the snake 3 times. This was now a few weeks ago. He bites the snake 3 times and the snake dies. So you understand now, don't mess with Indian men. Some of them are really dangerous, on a lighter note. But let me tell you this incident that had taken place. We were in Marlborough at that time. The Jamaat just came back from Pedal Jamaat. So you know, we're not speaking about pedal tennis and all, we speak about Pedal Jamaat. So the incidents that they report is, you find it so inspiring. Once they had said, they were walking, they were going, Now you know how pedal works. It doesn't mean you walk from here. If you're going from here to Lanesia, it doesn't mean you're going to go pedal by foot from here, from Marlborough to Lanesia. It doesn't mean that. It means that before you enter Lanesia, a few kilometers before, you will get off your car and you'll walk into the town. Few kilometers. And that walking has some impact. It's amazing, I'm sure. Allah Azza wa Jal accept us to go for pedal. So this that walking has a beautiful impact. It softens that land. Allah Azza wa Jal makes it such. I was reading a beautiful statement yesterday, and it is mentioned in Allama Sabuni Rahimullah's kitab. And this kitab, it goes into all the balagha of the Quran Sharif, the exquisite speech and details regarding the usage of words. This is mentioned there. In the introduction, he's quoted Sheikh Al-Hasan Basri Rahimullah's statement. Hasan al-Basri Rahimullah mentions that strange it is that the mountain who has no senses, it doesn't have any hearing, but Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Al-Hashr, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا. Allah Azza wa Jal says, and this is why we're coming to it. If this Quran Sharif was revealed on a mountain, the Quran Sharif revealed on a mountain, it would, due to the impact and due to the severity of its fear, the mountain will crumble. This Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Al-Hashr. If the Quran Sharif was revealed on a mountain, if this Quran Sharif, it was revealed on a mountain, then you would see that this mountain, لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا, it would burst out of awe for Allah, مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. The reason is because of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then Shaykh Hasan al-Basri rahimullah says then, you, O insan who has hearing, the capacity, your hearing has been developed, you've got a heart, but still it is, when you read the Quran Sharif, nothing happens to you. The mountain has no senses, it will crumble, Allah Azza wa Jal says, out of the fear of Allah. You are reading, reciting, you've got senses, comprehension skills, but still your heart will not, nothing will move in your heart out of the fear of Allah when you recite it. So I was saying to you that this pedal Jamaat were walking and they were entering this town, but there was no place. It was like almost like a farm area, and there was no masjid. So when there's no masjid, then you have to see for some place to stay. So they go, this white person approaches them and says, you know what, there's no masjid here, but you can come and stay, I'll give you a place. They didn't know at the time the details behind this person here. They said, okay, they made mashura and they decided, okay, we're going in. So he gave them the place to stay and everything. And then they discovered that he's a Muslim. And then they ask him, how did you accept Islam? He says, let me tell you something. And what makes you see, one is you saying, you quoting, but when you say real life experiences, this has a direct effect on the hearts. Because it's something that occurred. You are speaking of something that you have seen. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, لَيْسَ الْخَبْرُ كَالْمُعَيَنَةِ, that there's no news like eyewitness news. That's where they stole this, eyewitness news. It is from this. There's no news like eyewitness. You've seen it yourself. You're going to speak with a different kind of conviction. So he is saying that, you know what? You can see this farm that I stay on, this land. And I was, one day I was sleeping. The snake entered and it wrapped itself around me while I was on bed. I woke up and I saw myself in this tight situation, which I never ever imagined, and the snake is in my face. It had already bit me to a certain degree. It continued to bite me. But I did not attack the snake. I left it. I left it. And by leaving it, my body became swollen to such an extent. When the ambulance had finally came, I couldn't exit the door passage, the doorway, because I was too big and bulky now. They couldn't get me out. They had to really struggle and squeeze me out eventually. And you know, the Bura, generally they are big. They took me to hospital. I'm sitting in hospital. And I was in this particular condition where sometimes I knew what is happening, sometimes I'm unconscious. Whilst I was unconscious, I saw a beautiful man dressed in white head to toe, wearing kurta. He never said kurta because at that time he didn't know. But he says, I saw this beautiful dress, man in white, beautiful, handsome, I've never seen. He was walking towards me and he gave me a message and he left. I then, after this, he gave me glad tidings, this, that. I left and I said, who is this man? I went and I inquired and I discovered, you Muslims, you dress like this. And then I described the features of this particular person. They told me, you saw Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he's inviting you to Islam. You accept Islam now? He said, I accept. I accept. He accepts Islam. I said, when I saw you, man, I knew that this, I must give you a place to stay. That is why I called you here to stay. I knew, and but my invitation was by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He invited me. So they said, but what do you think? He said, you know, that night when this snake had bit me, I left the snake and it continued, but I didn't harm it. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that you were merciful to that snake. Allah has become merciful to you. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. Everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, that everything is created beautiful. We cannot fathom and understand. Alladhi ahsana kulla shay'in khalaqah. Who made well whatever he created. When it comes to insan, وَبَدَأَ خَلْقَ الْإِنسَانِ مِنْ طِينٍ, and started the creation of man from clay. Turn to Surah At-Tin. وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ. Surah At-Tin, that's chapter number 95, verse 4. Allah Azza wa Jal says, لَقَدَ خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Surely We have created, we created man in the best mold. Surely we created man in the best mold. And there's a beautiful incident that is there also. You'll see it, find it in Ma'riful Quran, where it was under the leadership, or it was during the era of Musa bin Isa bin Musa, rahimullah. So a wonderful incident had taken place, but there's no time to discuss it. And it's just beautiful. In a short nutshell, this is what had happened. He cites the story of Isa bin Musa, Hashimi. This is Mufti Shafi Saab, rahimullah. And it was under the Khalif or the Khilafat of Abu Ja'far Mansur. And the officer, he loved his wife very much, Abu Ja'far Mansur. One day he was sitting and he said to his wife, "Anta taliqun thalathan. You are divorced thrice if you are not more beautiful than the moon." Now he called all the scholars and every one of them. They all agreed and said divorce is taking place. His wife then went into Iddah and she's sitting there. She has to sit now. So what happens is that while this is taking place, a student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah is there, but he never said anything. And they asked him, Mansur asked him, high-ranking officer, he asked him, "Why are you so quiet?" He said, he started reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And then he starts reading, وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَطُورِ سِينِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ. He continues reading, لَقَدْ خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. He reads this verse here. We have created insan in the best mold. So he said, "Why are you reading this now?" He says, "Ruler of the faithful, Allah Azza wa Jal is saying that He has created man in the best composition, in the finest mold. Nothing can be more beautiful than man." Having heard this, all the jurists and scholars, they unanimously were perplexed and they agreed. They said definitely divorce did not take place. This indicates how beautiful Allah Azza wa Jal has created insan. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.